Chapter 8, Devotional 12. Cherished often means corrected. The need for tough love. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, we read, "For the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves, and he punishes, even scourges, every son whom he accepts and welcomes to his heart and cherishes." We have all witnessed spoiled and rebellious children who are out of control. We watch as their rebellion plays out in the grocery store, the doctor's office, school, playground, church, neighbor's backyard barbecue. We stand and look on in dismay as they act out, scream, and throw tantrums, defiantly refuse to do what they're told and demand that the world give them what they want when they want it. We walk away and say, "I would never let my kids act like that. They'd be in for it just as soon as we were home." The truth is, our kids have all pushed the envelope, crossed the line, defied our instructions, and disobeyed our rules. As parents, we've all been forced to reprimand and discipline disobedient children. The punishment and correction is often more painful for us than it is for them, but we do it because we love them. We love our children enough to show them tough love, knowing they will be distant and upset with us. We all know children who have never encountered tough love. Why is that? As Christian parents, we must stand on the truth of Paul's words. He explains that God is the father of tough love. God is the first to correct and discipline every son that he loves and accepts. Yes, God will correct us when we need it. Whenever we refuse to correct and discipline our children, we are showing disobedience to God's word. Looking the other way and pretending bad behavior will go away, or self-correct, is foolish and irresponsible. As a Christian parent, are you struggling with rebellious disobedience in your home? Are your children in need of correction and discipline? If so, I encourage you to ask God to give you the courage and confidence to follow his word and be willing to show them some tough love because you love them. Lord, thank you for the truth and teaching of your word. Holy Spirit, continue to correct me whenever I am disobedient. Teach me your ways so I may imitate you with my children. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.